Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're back together all in one place.
It's been a while.
It has. It's been a few weeks. I think we can, dare I say it, we can blame Satch for this one. You've been away a bit, haven't you? You've been abroad. Been in dubs.
Yeah, no, I was away. Then obviously I came back and then Kedge couldn't meet up. So that was a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just me.
Okay, so a combination.
I was away for 1 week.
Yes. And then you had...
Lumpy on Kedge, it's fine.
Kedge had a couple of weeks where he was just like, oh, well, I can't meet up this
week. You know, I've been doing different things. I've got other things to do in my life. So,
really?
Yeah.
Outside of us and the Brownlow.
You mean
this isn't a full-time job? This podcast once a week?
I wish it was.
Come on, sponsors.
Isn't it?
Come on, people.
Pay us. We'll do it every day for you.
I meet people all the time. I go, we listen. And you know what I say every time? And it's probably the wrong reaction. I went, thank you. I need more. I need more listeners. Straight up.
Hang on. You said you'd do this every day.
I would do it every day.
I wouldn't.
Well, even if you were paid for it.
I don't think I could hang around with you guys in
there. Oh, come on. We used to do it every day.
Yeah, but that was then.
Yeah, he was naive. He was young. Yeah, he's moved on. He's realised.
I'm better.
Tommy, I probably could.
Yeah. Yeah, but
I'm better now.
You work day in, day out with Kedge.
But I don't have to talk
back
this
then guy. I was QPR. Okay. Now.
Yeah. You're There's a, you know what, Kedge, you got a lot to say about everything.
Yeah.
So therefore, I can imagine that gets quite tiring for some people.
It's actually quite minimal. I speak to him every day, like at work, but it's just through Messenger. I don't have to really see him. We have a little 10-minute video call as well.
Yeah.
Every day.
Are you known in your workplace as Kedge's mate?
No.
Like they know your mate. Yeah. They know that I know a fair bit about you because I've said that, you know,
you're the brown people there.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got to know each other.
They must be connected.
Yeah, no, they know that, you know, they know that I'm like, we're kind of friends and like, that's why I want to meet. Yeah, kind of friend. But it's nice to keep it a little bit vague.
They're just being nervous. Like, oh, we're kind of friends.
Yeah.
Like, just not sure what Satch is going to say.
But the thing is, they all love Satch. Like last week in the middle of the office, one of the girls goes, I love Satch. I was like, oh my God.
And I don't even go to the office.
No, exactly.
No. So it was just, you know.
Tell us, lovely Satch, how have you been post Dubai? Now that you're here, what's been going on?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm good. Do you know what? It's been nice because I think to be fair, this is the first time in the last month and a half that I feel normal. We're not sick.
Yes, you have been sick for a while.
Oh, and I tell you what, it's not just me. A lot of people that have kind of caught this flu and cold thing that's going around, they've just not been able to shake it off.
It's basically COVID.
No, what?
Worse, I'd say.
Ked, you'd be proud of me. I went for a run on the weekend.
Oh, well done.
No, but coming back to your point there, Satch.
Yeah.
The only way I could describe it is like there was a tennis ball in my chest.
Oh, tightness.
I was going, I can't, no, I wasn't coughing.
Oh.
It was just like woolly. It was like wool was in the middle of my chest.
Right.
And I'm going, like, my air's not getting to it. Like there was a filter.
Is this the first time you've been running in a long time?
Yeah, but I played basketball
since
for an
you've hour. Had COVID and all that.
Yeah, but basketball's fine. But there's something about it, I was just
no. But this just, but this was it cold outside?
Yeah, could that be?
No,
it?
But I don't. No,
okay.
I don't know.
I mean, if you're not nasal breathing, these are the problems you're going to have.
It could be anything. I don't know. But one thing I did think was this is the first time I actually felt ill after I had COVID. What last year?
Yeah,
and I just found it to be hard to shake off an illness.
Yeah.
And that was never the case before.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people, like I said, a lot of people got lingering cold. It's lingering. Cold weather. It was Christmas time. It was all of that coming along.
And
so have you not been working out?
I've been back in the gym. And to be fair, I was still going kind of last week when I wasn't 100%.
Oh, that's good. So yeah, just spreading your lurgies everywhere.
No, No, because it wasn't really spreading lurgies. It was just more a case of like, you know, sometimes when you have a good sweat and a good workout, you just feel a bit better, don't
And the cost of everyone else's health. Lovely.
To be fair, I was in the gym today and like, I think I can only describe as the worst, smelliest person I've ever come across was on the cross trainer.
Now, break that down. What was the smell?
It was just... It smelled like...
It was humming.
Is it piscina?
No, it smelled piscina, It smelled like backside.
How did that smell again? Wow. It smelled like backside.
It was sweaty backside.
It was sweaty backside.
I'm bringing sweaty back. Yeah.
Side.
Never mind. The brothers don't know how to react.
It was so... Do you know, like, if it's sweat,
Was that the kind of smell like where someone's been sitting on a seat for so long?
Was... Backside.
So you know what I smell in the gym from men when I'm going around smelling men in the gym?
What's backside smell?
No. It's what? Okay, I don't know why this word's...
I don't know how you
got backside smell. Tommy, can you break down what backside smell
is? It's like... It's what? Okay, I don't know why this word's come to mind. It might be the wrong word. And sorry, Punjabi people. Behi. Do you know the word behi? Behi ji smell on dia. Behi. It's like it's gone off.
Damp.
Gone off. And it's like old towel. You know, like, I remember when I was a student and you'd forget your towels in the washing machine.
It smelled like arse on top of all of that. It was bad.
like you know,
all
like
that,
like,
plus arse.
Like the inside of garden gloves.
It was just disgusting. You know, I've never
smelled inside of garden
gloves. Do you know what? I'm only on the cross trainer for 10 minutes just to get a little bit of sweat on before you go and do weights. And I had to get off.
Because it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Because he was next to you.
He was right next to me.
I also think there are certain...
Was he Desi?
No.
Oh.
He wasn't.
Right. But there are certain sweats from certain people that really, literally get up my nose.
I think that's a geographical thing. I think there should be more studies into BO.
Why do you smell so bad? Yeah.
And I think it's a geographical thing. I think I think you can definitely tell when people are from different parts of the world.
Yeah.
With just from the BO.
Yeah, I'm used to Asian BO, brown people BO, because some clubs you go
BBO.
Into... Yeah, BBO. Because like, some clubs you go into and you know that it's like... just all brown people, you know the smell.
Yeah, that's not us being out of order.
No, it's just it's the way it is. Yeah,
so you could tell what kind of person they are just from the smell. Do you reckon? From BO.
And I've been to like other people.
No, I think BO other... kind of merges in the. BO smell.
No, it's not.
No, I think it is. I think BO smell is pretty much unified.
What, UK Asian BO smell or UK everyone BO smell?
I think UK everyone.
No, because you don't ride the tube.
Surely there's more research on BO.
Yeah, probably.
Why has that not been done?
It's just different smells.
God, you know, what Kedge really wants is a good book about BO.
Yeah, who's writing there? Who's the doctor?
Who's got the paper?
With samples, scratch and sniff.
Yeah, scratch and sniff, old school. You know, let's have that.
I remember there was
certain length of hair or whatever that affects it.
Well, there was two guys at school, friends of mine, right? And both actually, I don't know if this is relevant, they went through puberty before everyone else, because you know the changing rooms.
They had it all. Yeah, I was on the slow train.
Me too, man. I was late. I was late to the party. Yeah. They were like, you know, and they were built, they were like hairy, they'd hair everywhere, right? Yeah. And they smelt bad. They smelled strong. It was a strong
But that's because
sweat.
Your hormones are doing things, right, aren't they? Yeah. Exactly.
And I've got to say, Milo, who's now 10, going to be 11 this summer.
He stinks.
He's starting to stink. Right. And I said, bruv, you got to... I don't call him bruv, sorry.
Bruv.
I said, bruv.
I would call him bruv if he's starting to hum.
I said, you got to wear deodorant now. I said, otherwise, you're going to be the smelly kid at school.
Yeah.
You can't shake it off.
Huh?
Have you not gone through that yet?
I'm still waiting.
When you get hair on your body, it makes a big difference.
No, but then the other thing, like, I was in the gym, so obviously there was that little debacle today. And the other thing I was kind of thinking about was, I don't know what the gym etiquette is anymore, like sort of post-COVID. Because remember during COVID time, you had to wipe down all of your stuff.
Yeah.
After you finish.
Yeah, they got loads of wipes everywhere.
I don't go to the gym,
wipes.
So I don't know.
And now I was thinking... Well, I was looking around today. I was like, oh, they didn't do it.
I'd probably say
60% are not wiping.
Well, the guy that was smelling 60... clearly wasn't wiping either, because he said he smelled bum
No, but I'm talking about the actual gym
the machine.
Equipment.
Right,
afterwards.
Okay.
Load of crap.
And it was probably about 60-75% weren't cleaning.
Oh, man.
But I thought about it and I was like, I don't think we're going to catch COVID that way anymore.
No, but also...
Why not?
No, but can I just say, it's general gym etiquette that when you get off any machine... You give it a little wipe.
The gym's a disgusting place, if you think about it.
Of course it is. But then I thought...
It's disgusting.
There's always been wipes there to wipe down the handles of your sweaty hands where they've been.
No, but sometimes you might not have sweaty hands or something. Do you see what I mean?
No, no, but who are you to decide if you've got sweaty hands or not? If you've been exercising, there's stuff coming out of you.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Right, so therefore, the wiping, and it's just grim. Actually, the more I'm thinking about it, is why are people going to the gym still?
What do you mean?
Just don't go to the gym.
Yeah.
What?
Exercise.
Stay great advice, Kedge. Don't go to the gym. Don't mix with people. Don't exercise.
No. You still got to go to the gym.
Lift like a 2-litre, you know, bottle of Dale or something. You know, just
what
use
kind
that.
Of home workout is this? Imagine Kedge's DVD with him just there with a VT Dale drum and a bag of atta in the other
lift,
hand.
Kind of lift, going, yeah.
Doing workouts with that.
Lift your atta bag and that's it.
I was going to say, when you said going back to the gym, oh, what's the etiquette? I thought you were going to get into the awkwardness of seeing like personal trainers and they're going, oh, you know, like, because when you've used a personal trainer, everyone stopped using the personal trainer during COVID.
Yeah, no, I don't think no one in my gym uses
it. Yeah, and now you've got to get, you see your, it's like seeing an ex. When you see your ex PT, like, oh, all right.
No,
yeah.
I don't think so, because I think they know.
Because the confident, they're looking at you like, do you want to get back together? And you're going,
no because it's expensive, bro.
Yeah, exactly. No,
but it's
not that. I'm my own PT.
Yeah, but then, if you get seen working out with anyone else, you're like, all right, you seem happier with him. You know, don't you feel like it's a bit...
Never had one. So again, it's quite a deep, meaningful relationship.
Yeah, no, I know what Tommy means. But I think now PTs understand that you shouldn't be a PT if you're going to be heartbroken by someone else, you know, working out with someone else.
PTs are kind of like strippers.
You just got to deal with it.
Yeah, you get swiped. Yeah, you're going to get swiped.
I'm in love with a PT.
Yeah. There's a remix. There you go.
Not a stripper. But yeah, that's all it was. And I was just like, oh, but it was nice to be back in the gym. I felt good. It felt good.
Good.
I was just thinking about all the germs and stuff.
The
and
germs
like,
flying around.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm just...
Yeah, I think, gotta, yeah.
Maybe. At the end, as long as you finish your gym session, you go and wash your hands first thing in the toilets and, you know, sanitize and stuff. It's all good.
Well, there was this. There's the stat that by a few years' time, I think it's about 5 to 10 years' time, 33% of the household chores will be done by robots soon. And that's the way the world is going. So in this week's Kedge's AI update, are you ready for it? I have got five things that we need to know about.
Have we got to do
when
this
it comes
again?
To AI? Because guys, I'm telling you, we're on the cusp of greatness. It's a new era.
Terminator. They're going to take over.
It's all happening.
The machines are coming. The machines are taking
exactly.
over.
Exactly. So can I just give you the five things to look out for this week?
Yeah.
Firstly, we've had more multiple AI deepfakes happening and they're popping up on TikTok. And people can't tell that these are deepfakes.
Yeah.
These deepfakes include celebrities like Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Right. Who are actually tricking users. What these deepfakes have done is they're actually endorsing products. Right. Like... things for men,
protein shake,
and they said, "Oh, it's available on Amazon, blah blah blah." And it looks like Joe Rogan saying it, like so. It looks like, you know, like it's been taken from one of his podcasts, and he's just basically, you know, got a little a promo thing to do and whatever, and they paid him. So people are now going, "Oh my god!" Like you don't know if this is real or not. I've seen this clip. If you see this clip, you don't know if this is fake or not, because his voice. It's him. It's everything.
I reckon very soon then there's going to be like a everything which is like that has got to have has got to be marked that as a deep
like
fake.
Like a stamp on
like it'll become illegal to do it. I watch. They're going to there's going to be legislation coming soon then.
Would you do put a ban on
no,
it?
But how are you going to know? How many millions billions of videos are being made daily?
I agree. But let's just say I'm just saying like I don't know why I'm thinking of this. You know, in the newspaper when you're kind of looking for it and there's articles and then there's an advert that looks like an article. You've seen those ones where they kind of make it like they get a headline, but it's an advert.
Oh,
on the
website.
But it says in the corner, no, even in the newspapers, it will say advertisement. Right. What I'm saying is someone's got to go DF in the corner, deep fake.
You know, like, but that's the whole point. You're not going to identify a deep fake. Well, the whole point is
But I'm saying it's going to end up being illegal because then Joe Rogan's
well, not you can't. Lawyers, you can't.
Yeah, you can't. You can't track
but
this is the problem.
No, there's got to be something in the back end where they can read the programming, the coding, gone into it and gone, this is a deep fake.
But it's who's like, going to read
but who's going to do that?
It's like, you know, if you try and screen record your music from Apple Music, right? Let's say I'm playing a song.
No, I know what you mean.
It stops.
Yeah.
It goes, no, you can't screen record this.
Yeah.
You can't record music.
Yeah.
So something's got to be there, man.
Okay.
They've got to be able to do it. But anyway, right, I love it. I'm excited by it.
It is exciting.
And deep fakes wow me. When I say all the Tom Cruise ones have been going around for years. They're brilliant.
Yeah. The next thing, Facebook have released their own language model, like ChatGPT. This is basically outperforming GPT-3 at the moment.
Oh, wow.
And this is now, they've only given access to certain researchers, government, civil society, and industry research laboratories. But that's a little bit worrying because it's apparently really powerful. The next thing is, there's a thing called Notion, right? If you're into AI writing and all of that kind of stuff, this is an AI writing assistant. It's actually very very clever and smart. Check that out. Okay. Amazon, JP Morgan, and other organizations are actually now restricting their employees from using ChatGPT due to security concerns. Because what people are doing is they're actually, without them knowing, what they're doing is, because you want AI to write, let's say, letters for you and stuff, you're giving them information, isn't it? Because you're like, oh, write it in this fashion or you know, within these rules.
Well, but you're giving the rules. Did they think of that like before making it?
Who?
Whoever made it.
The ChatGPT.
No, yeah. ChatGPT don't care.
They don't care.
It's a bit reckless, isn't it?
And finally, the last one is, have you seen the Spotify AI-powered music DJ?
No.
No.
Okay, so one thing to do after you finish the podcast is have a look for the advert for Spotify, the DJ, right? It's a voice that will talk to you now. Like a radio presenter. Hey, Tommy, how's it going? Right? Yeah, and it's talking to you like a presenter in an America, in American accent. In America. And then it will go, and it knows exactly what you're listening to and everything.
Yeah. Right.
And it will give you the links.
What if I wanted a Mirchi FM kind of presenter?
No, it knows. Oh, well.
Hello, Tommy.
Welcome, Aj. Hey. Like that. Yeah, you can get all of that.
I've never heard you do an Indian accent.
That was quite good to say.
Hello, Tommy.
That was good. But this, it's incredible. And it, you know, and it kind of goes back to, oh, do you remember the tunes that you were listening to like in 1997? Let's go back to that kind of thing. It gives you those vibes. And it's just like, but it's actually quite scary because these voices are now sounding a bit normal.
Real.
Yeah,
a bit real. And that is where we're at. So radio, all of that.
But I've even noticed like my Siri and my Alexa is changing. Like, you know, their reactions. So when you go, I can't say it because it's going to trigger all my phones and yours as well. Hey, S-I-R-I.
Yeah.
Right? He goes, it'll go like, mm-hmm. And all that kind of stuff. You know, like, I'm on it. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's become a bit more chattier than what I've heard,
say, two, three years ago.
Yeah,
just be robot. Don't become a human. Just be robot.
Yeah,
well, but they're learning really fast.
And also, you can really minimize. You don't have to make it so clear now. You can kind of, you know, like hey, play this song for me.
Oh yeah, like, as if you're speaking to a foreigner or something. Yeah,
and if you just go, play some tunes from the 80s.
I've noticed that with my Alexa.
It's got
yeah. It's just now you've just got to say the word and it will just do.
You'll
what
get
you,
it. Yeah. Yeah.
Like you can just mumble. You can just
before it was quite exciting to see what they would reply, but now it's just normal.
Yeah. But I still find that you have to, when you want to say an Indian track, you got to put on an anglicized Indian thing for it. Even like I was calling Ishan.
Oh no, I haven't. I just say it normally, and it picks it up.
If you said like play, I'm trying to find a real like if you play
Dilwale,
it'll go playing Dilwale, Dilhani, and Dilhani. It does it all
Yeah, but you can say it normally.
No, I don't think you can.
I think you can.
Like, even when I said, call Ishan Akbar, right?
It was Eshan.
Yeah, Eshan. How did you know that?
I just guessed.
Oh, yeah, it's Eshan. I told him that.
Eshan Akbar.
Yeah, I said, do you know what you are? I went, you're Eshan on it. By the way,
what are you on it, Kedge?
Huh?
Kedge out.
No.
No, it's. You know, you're right. Yeah, Kajal.
It's got to be Kajal.
Or Kijal.
Yeah.
Kijal. No, it's not a double E.
No, but for some reason it says it like that as well.
Okay.
Tommy's probably got the easy one.
Kajal.
No, mine's fine. It's not a problem. Yeah. But actually, talking of language, though, I was struggling with languages. Yeah. On Thursday and Friday last
English?
Week. No, quite the opposite.
Russian.
So just a little bit of news for you. I am now hosting a show.
Right.
It's eight episodes. It's a new show. It starts on 11th of March on Colours TV.
Right.
I am well out of my comfort zone. That's the only thing I can say to you.
Hold
right
a minute.
Now.
You're hosting a show and you're out on Colours TV.
Yeah.
So
out
so
of my comfort zone. It's a Desi show.
You're out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
So it's not about cooking.
So are you presenting and
I'm presenting it.
It's not about stand-up comedy or anything like that.
And I'll just tell you this. It's season four of this show. So it's been going.
Is it some
introductory
thing?
No.
Singing, dancing?
No. But this is it. It's not a ha-ha-hee-hee show.
Oh,
it's a serious show.
You in a serious show?
Right. I tell you what. I tell you what I want to do. They Colours came to me and they said, "We present the show." And they went, "This
How
one
did
is,
you plan
it's called,
this one?
It's called NRI Hudsa, right? Which means
Hudsa.
Hudson
Bay.
Do you know what? No.
Jennifer Hudson.
Hudsa. Do you know what Hudsa means?
No, go on.
It's like a situation.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like a, so it's NRI's situations or...
Like a Dear Deirdre.
No, like difficult situations. Basically, it's about NRIs who get scammed when they go back to India.
Oh.
And these are real
That's
stories.
That's all of us.
Yeah. Crime, kind of
on
crime,
a daily.
Crime stories.
And it's a bit serious for you.
It is. But I thought, you know what?
What is this, Laluna, about that?
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank
He's the guy who gets scammed.
So what it is, it's not...
Who's
it's
your
not,
agent who wrangled this job for you? Yeah. He's brilliant.
It's not what I know about it. Because the stories are done, right?
Okay. He's not making up stories.
The stories are done and they play them out like in India, obviously. It goes out, right? And they've got their own host there. But
so that's all been like acted out
So all they
So it's
need,
kind of like Crime Watch UK.
Yeah. But when they cut to the guy in the studio, that's me. Now for the ones... So I'll be going out in America, UAE, here, and other parts. So basically not India.
So what are you doing?
I'm doing the little bits in between to say, what I thought I'd be doing is kind of go,
okay,
check out his stories with Kedge. Kedge went to India for this reason. Yeah. It turned out he got...
But you're doing that in English right now.
Yeah, because that's... I told them. They said...
So the scenario is that Kedge went and ate 10 Barney Bullies, but he got charged for 7,000.
Okay, maybe. But they're a bit more serious than that. Some of them like... Oh, okay. But basically... Okay.
That's pretty serious, you know, I mean.
By the way, I realise a lot of the problems that go on in India is... A lot of them go... Is because...
Scamming. It's scamming.
It is scamming. Everything's scamming.
Yeah. Something like banking and stuff like that.
Close. Nude pics. It rhymes with banking.
Oh.
It's nude... Honestly, I cover about two or three stories.
I think they're quite quick on all of that sort of phishing and all of that kind of stuff in India. So, they make out like they click on stuff and then all of a sudden they've got some, they make out that they've got photos and all of this and they're going to expose you to your family and all of this.
Right.
Kind of
but my point is, we're filming it all on.
Oh,
right.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's what they've threatened.
They threatened. So
and they want
you,
money.
Because you don't know.
Little dirty pictures of you and stuff.
Yeah. So they threaten you like that. So because obviously, and you know, in India and Izzat and family and all of this kind of stuff.
Big deal.
People wobble really quickly.
Right. Yeah.
So then they go, right, but if we won't do it if you transfer 5,000, whatever.
Right.
And then they keep going for you.
And then they keep going for you.
Not everyone. Not everyone.
I've heard
sounds like you've been in this camp, Kedge.
Yeah. Sounds like he does this.
I'm running the operation.
Yeah. I did notice Kedge walked into the shower when I was in there and taking pictures. He must be saving those. He knows I ain't got five lakh.
That's for another TV show. Yeah, exactly.
That's just for his own personal collection. He's got me, all the presenters he's worked with.
I'm just sending that to ChatGPT. Maybe we might just put off AI, do you know what I mean? And just think, right, don't feed these pictures into the
computer. But here's the deal. I said to the channel, they said, can you do it in Hindi? The links. Right?
My God.
I said, no, I don't speak Hindi. They went, I speak
of course
Punjabi.
Not.
I went, okay.
That's a sensible thing to say.
I speak Punjabi. That's the joke as well.
Many Punjabi bother with the IR.
Oh, my God. If they put him on Punjab TV all of a sudden, he goes, go on then, bruv.
Right. But in a turn of fate, and I don't really know what happened here, but when I got to the studios, we were filming in Bristol on a green screen. They're going to put it all in the background, you know, like where I am or whatever.
He's blagged in it. He's blagged it.
Yeah. And the good thing is, it was 2 days filming, 4 episodes a day. I thought, bosh. And it's like, you know, 3 or 4 links an episode.
How much Hindi can it be?
How much? Right. But no, not even that. I didn't know it was Hindi. I got there. And then when I start reading the links.
Oh, they sprung it on you.
I'm like, oh, this isn't really Hinglish. This is Hindi with one line of English.
Okay.
And they went, just give it a go. So, no, that's it. I met them a couple of days before the filming. I met them a couple of days before the filming and we had a practice, right? We had a practice and they went, you're all right. This is okay.
You're all right?
Yeah. And they're the three
Were
people
you reading AutoQ?
Yes, I am.
So, that's not easy.
Right. Bruv.
Hindi words.
And then, because they're all Indians from India, right?
Yeah.
And so they're going, it's fine, right? So then I come home after the filming, and I go to my dad. Dad, guess what? Most of it was in Hindi. And he goes, all right.
Did he laugh?
I gave him a line of it.
Your dad's panicking.
He went blank. My dad's face literally went blank, right? Oh. And then I went, what was he like? And he went, bad. Right? And honestly, my heart sank, and I went.
What did you say to him?
Because I've just filmed it all. And he went, have you done it all? I went, yeah. And he went, and he grimaced. You know when he goes, he grimaced. Wow. He made a face like, oh. Wow.
That's not my son.
Oh,
He didn't even say, I'm sure it'll be fine. He just went, oh, well
that's
see.
A disaster.
So, wow. I've actually got one of the links here.
Oh, go yes, on. Let's
one
have it.
Part of it, so I'm not giving any of the story away. Right. 11th of March, Colours TV. Please watch me present the show in full Hindi.
Right.
This is the kind of, who wants to go? I'm going to give it to one of you two first, right? Oh, and then I'll do it third. So we'll all have a little go at it. It's only four lines.
Oh,
right?
No, I want you to do the intro.
No, because then I think you'll benefit from me. Can I just clarify? Obviously, just for you don't speak Hindi at home.
No,
you speak Gujarati.
Yeah,
both of you do.
Yeah,
right.
Well,
is there any? Well, you know, in your own sort of way, in your own levels of Gujarati, but you don't.
I've never learned it. Hindi. No.
So really, you're in the same sort of boat as me.
Same boat. Yeah, same boat.
Anything, I understand it.
I'd say Gujarati is further from Hindi than Punjabi is.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And also, you get more Punjabi and Hindi in films. You don't get as much Gujarati. So for you to kind of get that crossover.
It's a harder jump.
And I'm telling you, it's the way, it's all the, oh, okay, I won't give too much away. So who wants, let's go Satch first.
You go for Satch.
Satch first, right?
So you want me to.
This is how, and the first line is always in English. That's how they lure you in, okay? And then it goes into Hindi. Go.
In our story today, Vikram is a 27-year-old from London, India. Ek business trip ke liye aaya hai. Wo ek ladki ko kafi lambe time se
date
bhi kar.
Oh, that's the thing. If you say date, you have to say date.
Date.
You can't say, you can't switch to, oh, or kafi lambe time ke date.
Date bhi kar.
No.
By a girl.
Bhi raha tha, whom he planned to marry. Oh, so okay, so it does. Lekin India, aneke bread.
Bug. B-double-A-D.
Kuch aise incident hotel.
I love his accent.
Hotel. Jo Vikram ke life mein 180 degrees.
He's getting more into it.
Ke changes le aate hai.
Oh, you know what? I'll be honest.
That's good.
I think a lot of people would have understood that. Yeah. Did you understand it?
Sedge, I mean, it wasn't smooth, but at least you did it.
Go on, right.
Okay, go on.
Well, I've got the benefit of Sedge doing it now.
Come on, let's have it.
But I'll do it as a, So, in our story today, Vikram is a 20... this is hard because you can't go proper English.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean.
I'm going to restart it again.
Otherwise, you sound like you're patronising.
No, exactly, yeah.
Come on, let's have it.
I'm going to go... In our story today, Vikram is a 27-year-old from London, India. Cake business trip.
You're patronising that.
No, because this is how you're going to do it. Because then the change of accent is not huge. Wo ek ladki ko kafi lambe time se date bhi kar raha tha, whom he planned to marry. Lekin India aare ke baad kuch was that aise incident
hotel. Oh,
incident hote hai jo Vikram ke life mein 180 degrees ke changes le aate hai.
Oh, see, that's all right.
That wasn't bad.
No, but this is so hard.
Yeah, bro.
But you're
to
the
flow.
But come on, you're the reporter.
I'm the reporter. I am the breaking news reporter.
Yeah, you are the breaking news.
And they're going, right, deliver it straight. Oh, can you put a bit more energy in?
But this was on auto-cue.
On auto-cue. And, bro, I did about 50 of these in total.
Come on, then. I want to hear you do it.
In our story today, this is how I did it. In our story today, Vikram is a 27-year-old from London, India. Ek business trip ke liye aaya hai. Wo ek ladki ko kafi lambe time se date bhi kar raha tha. Whom he planned to marry. Lekin India aane ke baad kuch aise incident hote hai jo Vikram mein life ke 180 degrees ke changes le aate hai. So,
do you know what?
My dad said it wasn't good enough.
No, that was good.
No, you've practiced that a few times. That's. I'll be honest, that is incredible. If I heard you do that,
that's very good.
That's what the show is.
No, but I think you're past with that.
But
that's hard work, though.
Right.
Because to get that flow, it's all about the flow.
So the director, producer guy came over from India. Top guys, worked with top shows, all this stuff.
It's hard,
and he was flown in, especially just to produce me for it. And I went, how did I do? And he said, I thought you'd be worse.
Yeah, fair play.
That's not a compliment, bro.
No, but that's fair. Curse. But then this is the problem, though, because what are you expecting to get from a UK person?
I said that.
You're either going to get him to be really good at English, or you're going to get him to be really good at Hindi. And then if you get someone from India to do it, then the English is going to be all of that.
Rubbish,
But it was all the te, ta, wo, esa, osa, lete, het. It was just like the little... is, and I said to him, I said, don't let me mess up. Correct me. If I say, if I go ka, wo ta, wo hi ka, wo hi hai, wo hi ne. And by the way, they'd say, oh, don't say 180 degrees, say 180. So then I'm going like, what, and you'll see that exact line in the series. Anyway, 11th of March, check it out yourself.
But, that is something to look forward to.
You know, there were times, when, and I don't get nervous, but there were times when I was saying the lines and I got a hot sweat down my back. Because I'm going, what am I doing?
I would have not done that.
Right, exactly. But bruv,
well done.
To be honest, you know what? I got to thank the Colours guys because they backed me on this one. And then also through them, I'm hosting Sonu Nigam's concert end of March.
At don't Wembley. Speak in here. Don't There's speak in
here. Please do.
Yeah, lady, but both pushing me up, I hear. Yeah. They can, exactly.
But because you know Sonu Nigam, he's going to have a field day with you, bro.
By the way, there's certain things that I realise in Punjabi, you say like, Jodi. But it's like, but in Hindi, it's like a harder, it's like Chuppi. Chuppe and these other words like sibet and guni. No, I know
cement, mate. What are you
talking about? Sabit ni hoya, or whatever. Right. Yeah. Something like that.
That's our new signing, Sabitza.
Yeah,
he's
Man United. No, new Sabitza. Yeah. That's funny. So
anyway, this is meant to be a serious show.
It is a serious show.
It might be a comedy show.
And they went. You cannot joke when you cannot smile when you say this.
Okay. And no so smiling.
I went, well, then just let me say.
Did you have any funny words?
No.
What was the funny? Do you have any rude words?
Nude pics.
Nude.
I'd say nude pics.
Nude.
I'd say nude pics.
Nude pics.
Noodles. Yeah, that was when they're going to nude pics. There was nude of the person. I forget what the line leading nude into pics. So there was nude pics. And I went to go, and behold, dick pic. And mom maybe shoppe pe. Like, what do I say? Iski photo toto di uski maa ko ponch ki hai aur wo bahut udaas hai. I shouldn't joke about it because some of these people like I got really depressed and down off of it.
They went
if it does well you'll get another series out of it.
Brilliant. You know, yeah, that, on the comedy channel.
Exactly. Desi Central, Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so
from Thomas to probably that, end that's up
been
on
the ocean. That's been the biggest issue in my life.
Right. Well, issues. I mean, that's the only. It's not the only issue that basically you should be having because we're all under the big issue of what's happening in broken Britain. We revisit that again.
Okay.
Yes. Because we have to talk about all of a sudden the shortage of fruit and veg in this country.
Plenty of meat and two veg in the
picture. When it first started last week, I thought, nah, this is just a little bit. I didn't think it is. But it's now, like, you know, like the empty racks when you go to the supermarket.
My uncle the other day went to four different supermarkets, didn't get anything.
Yeah, Aldi today have now said that they're running low on tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers.
Yeah, I saw a story that they're limiting it, aren't they, as well?
Yeah,
they're saying
rations.
Yeah.
But apparently, you can get tomatoes in like other parts of Europe. I mean, they've even got tomatoes in Ukraine. So why are this country failing to get tomatoes?
The thing I heard in the press today is people in France, Germany and Poland are better off than Brits right now. They're all, like, we're not doing as well as our counterparts.
In terms of general life,
what we've got, austerity, living times, all that. And now look, we've got nothing on the shelves.
Yeah, nothing on the shelves. And then this
2023,
the tomato shortage, I didn't think would be that much of an issue because I was thinking, well, how much tomatoes do you really consume in your weekly diet? Do you know what I mean? Like, you could probably live with that. But then the stories today coming out is that actually this is going to now affect pizza chains.
Yes.
Oh, the messing with pizza.
Because you need to make the sauce, don't you?
Yeah.
So they're saying that this is all of a sudden going to affect, you know, all your pizza chains and pizza restaurants, the pasta places, a lot of the sauces are tomato based and this is the impact it's going to have. And I'm like, "Oh my god, we're there again."
But also pretty much every tadka is done with tomato.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So and onions. A lot of them.
This is going to affect everything, you know, salsa. I mean, how can you make that?
Well, I think then, to be fair, if you ain't getting chopped, you ain't getting fresh tomatoes, go and buy a tin of salsa and chuck that in your curry.
Oh, no, that's not the same.
No, but I'm just saying,
you might have to get to that level.
There's no other tomato.
Stack up the Dormio jars, which I hate.
I get the passata, the ones in the cartons.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and they're cheaper than Dormio's as well.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. They're like 35, 50. But the ones from
not if you get the good ones, bro.
Yeah, but see, what are you getting the good ones for? You get the mutti ones, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get the mutti ones.
Why not?
Because you're paying for the, you're paying extra.
No, what?
The mutti tomato sauce.
Well, is that an extra thing in the
Yeah, they're a special ingredient.
No, vegetarians. It's well nice. If you get the nice sort of like leveled up tomato top ones.
You're gonna have to make a curry with that, mate, because you ain't getting no tomatoes in it, basically.
Well, this is the problem. So yeah, we're struggling with the tomatoes. There's gonna be problems making, you know, like idli sambar and all of this kind of stuff as well.
There was something else that I kind of saw this story this week, and I think people are going to struggle with this as well, but I do think it's a good thing. And it's about the Tesco's meal deal. We obviously know that the price has gone up.
Oh, they're going to make it cheaper.
I haven't got a meal deal for a while. But
it's £3.50 now, basically. I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
A sandwich, crisp and a drink.
Which is reasonable. That's a good price.
They've launched their own range, another range of Tesco's meal deal for a fiver where you can get more selection.
But you're paying more.
But then you can get the Tesco's finest sandwiches. Yeah, you know, the ones that come in the black bags and stuff.
The Wiltshire ham.
Yeah.
And smoked.
And I was thinking,
cheddar.
Those sandwiches, what, about £3-ish?
Yeah, normally on their own.
So it's still a deal.
It's quite a good deal then, isn't it?
I don't really delve into it. They're
saying there's another 34 more items that you can get that are not in the normal meal.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's not bad.
No, but does that include, like, say, a box of sushi?
No, it's not sushi and stuff. It was just, there was stuff.
Sandwiches.
There was sandwiches.
But they're just
high
end.
There was like other specialists. Yes, sausage rolls. And, do you know the other stuff that you get in that cold freezer? There was more selection
fridge.
Of it.
Yeah,
the fridge. Sorry,
So are you backing this idea? Are you flying the flag for the meal deal?
If you're going to pay £3.50, you might as well pay another couple of quid and get better stuff, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Only the sandwich is upgraded?
The finest sandwiches are good. And some of the crisps and stuff as well.
Oh, you get better crisps.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you think in the meal deal you'd never get the egg mayo because that's like a £1.20 sandwich.
Basic.
You want to get the BLT, the chicken salad, or even the ploughman's, right? I love a ploughman's.
Ploughman's is cool.
You know what? There's going to be a lot of I don't know, but am I right in saying that one of the greatest inventions this country's had is the meal deal?
Yeah, because you think Boots have got it, W. Smith do it, Tesco do it.
And only, you only get it in England.
Oh, is it really?
When have you ever seen a meal deal anywhere abroad? I don't think you get it anywhere. I think it's a British thing. And I think it could be one of the best things that we could
have invented. I'll tell you why that I think that is because in Europe, people actually sit down and have lunch properly. So, you know, we're lunch on the go kind of people.
Yeah, we have.
Well, but it's more of an office thing, isn't it?
Yeah, no, but I think over there, they would leave. They'd leave the office, they'd go and they'd have like a glass of
Parisians
wine with their,
sit down and they have a proper munch.
That's what I mean, it's different.
It's true. When I worked in Holland as well, film crew, they'd all stop, 10-12 of them, and on the table, they'd have like, it'd be amazing.
Sparkling water,
egg mayonnaise pots, you know, like hams, cheeses, breads, tomato, loads of salads.
Right.
And you just build your own sandwich and you talk, you chat, you kind of layer up your own sandwiches.
Whereas we haven't got that time.
But I thought that was a good thing that Tesco's are doing. But then I thought it was a bad thing because I think it just might confuse people. And, you know, people hate, like, you know, the whole confusion thing.
Can I, on that note, I was confused this morning. So it's been a crazy weekend. I filmed Colours Thursday, Friday, did the Bungra Showdown, the university competition Saturday.
Yay.
Sunday night, I hosted, don't ask why,
another
miscasting.
Yeah, what language was it in?
No, it was the English Hair and Beauty Awards.
It was Miss World in Germany.
No, it might as well have been. It was all Northern hair, beauty, makeup artist specialists. And no agents.
When did you become some makeup influencer?
No, but they got me in. It went really well.
You're telling me they couldn't find any of those 600 million Desi Instagram makeup influencers?
No,
and they went for Tommy Sandu.
They went Tommy Sandu, hair and beauty. That's
renowned,
the guy.
Renowned for his golden locks.
Right. And I think what they said was the organizer, she goes, they're all going to be drunk because they close their salons in the day.
Oh.
They do each other's hair and makeup and all that. And then they all turn up wrecked. And they need someone who's funny who can manage them. I went, I can manage a few hundred women.
All women?
Yeah, maybe about 10 men.
Was that it?
Yeah, literally.
I thought it would have been 50-50.
No, it's very much female dominated. I wanted more equality in the industry. I think that's probably why I'm there, just to kind of balance it out. But my point is, I drove back this morning at 4:30 from Manchester because I just got up and I wanted to leave, got in the car. But I thought, I'm a bit peckish. Let me quickly get something to eat. Went for the meal deal in like a local SO whatever.
Oh, yeah.
$4.99, by the way. Shell,
okay,
one of them.
Fiverr, yeah.
But you're right. Come back to your point, Saj. Yeah. I was like, right, I got the sandwich. You know, you're looking for the marker, meal, part of the meal deal, yep, sandwich. And then I'm like, oh, what are the snacks? And they got the Fridge Raiders,
yep,
right? Which I'm not a big fan
of.
Eat, yeah, piece of chicken. And next to it, they had a samosa. I thought, jackpot, I'll have that. And then it had a little sign says, upgrade.
Samosa in the freezer?
In the fridge.
Fridge.
Fridge area. Yeah.
In, like in
a,
the fridge?
Yeah, in a little plasticky.
That's going to be a dirt samosa, but yeah.
That
yeah.
is yeah. blocking your stomach so hard.
What? Nothing blocks my stomach, bruv. If it blocks it, it blocks it for 20 minutes. I'm good. It's fine. But my point, so I got that and I thought, right, got that. And it said, oh, upgrade your coffee for 50p.
Yeah.
I said, you know, the little thin little sticker strip where it says, you know, what the meal deal and all
that
is.
Yeah.
So I was like, great. So I got a coffee, got my samosa, got an egg mayonnaise sandwich. I thought it's breakfast time, right? So it's under sandwich, next thing, right? Put it down. He goes, £8.20. I went, meal deal. And he went, samosa's not part of the meal deal. I went, hang on a minute. Took that back. Brought back a Fridge Raiders.
Yeah.
Okay, had that. And he go. And he went, £6.30. I went, hold on, the coffee, 50p extra. He went, no, that's, you've misread it. Because it says it next to the meal deal. It's just saying you can upgrade the size of your coffee for 50p. It's got nothing to do with the meal deal. But it's written next to it. And now I've made the coffee and I've got that ticket out of the machine. Mm. You know, like that kind of... So
it stitches you up.
It was. So my point is that it is confusing. It is hard work. And I think this, the getting the finest ones, I would have treated myself to that rather than a £4.99 for what was quite a basic sandwich.
I'd love to get...
But then I think petrol stations mark it up more.
Yeah,
anyway.
They do. Of course
they're
their
own rule.
Because you're desperate.
Yeah, they're like the EasyJet and Ryanair.
But it would be... I think that would be a good little experiment to just bring foreigners into England and tell them to try and figure out.
I think
out
that's the problem at the moment, Kedge. I think there's a bit few too many. And I think
there ain't any because nothing's getting done.
Yeah,
nothing's
you're right.
Done. We've got no tomatoes. Yeah. Bring some tomatoes if you're flying into England. But also, I think it'll be quite interesting to see how foreigners, Europeans, Americans, Indians deal with a meal deal.
Yeah.
Do they get as excited as we do?
Yeah. See, I would like to know what a meal deal in India would be. Like a little... What is a meal deal if you go like on the street and get a little...
So you want a lassi, main, a so you snack get a lassi, and a drink. That's what you're going to get. Main, snack and drink. What's the main?
The main.
And it's got to be something that's
going
to...
Samosa jarred.
But that, it's got
that's
to
not a main.
You can have cold. It's
that's
got
a, that's
you
can a have, side, you, man.
Oh, no, it has to be cold. So one burrata.
You can have whole. Okay, yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
If you want to eat a whole potato of samosa cold, frozen.
Yeah, but you can do cold samosa.
Like two samosa could be your side. Okay.
Two samosas.
Two, no.
Oh, okay. The Gujarati
ones. Yeah, little ones. Yeah.
Two samosas, and the main would be.
Or one Punjabi one. Yeah. The main would be a
Bombay sandwich.
There you go.
Yeah, it has to be something like that.
Yeah, and the drink. That would be a sick meal deal, wouldn't it?
What
come on.
What drink?
I'd go for it'd limca. Just be a, yeah, it'd be a limca or a mirinda. Or
thumbs
something
up.
Like that. Yeah.
Thumbs up. Cola.
Oh.
Yeah. Lovely.
That'd be it. Come on. That. Oi. Pisses all over
again,
our sandwiches.
Once again, here's a business idea. Introduce the meal deal in India.
India, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've had
That for the Aam Aadmi could be the new way you feed more mouths for less money.
A vada pav is 20 rupees now.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
It used to be 10, so it's gone up.
Yeah, it's gone up. Oh, nice. You know,
Where is that, by the way?
Oh, anywhere in Bombay.
Oh, as soon as you land in Bombay Airport, I don't even get my bags. I just go to that stall first, waiting for the bag, and you just take the vada pav straight.
Is it
get that.
Is it good? Oh, but from a stand at the airport.
Oh, the airport.
Because you know, airport ones are always going
to
be poor.
But the airport ones, you got to go proper.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm just saying, just to get, you know, like the juice is going in your stomach so that you're, you know, it's ready.
Well, the juices will be running out your stomach.
Yeah, no. So that by the time you get to the hotel, you can christen it.
Okay,
but talking of you know, the food and everything, like you said, in India and everything, recently the Bucket List company has compiled a list.
The Bucket List.
And they've come up and they did this massive poll, and foodies around the world have been all voting for...
How do you say foodies in an Indian accent?
Foodies.
What, Saj? Foodies.
No, how would you say it?
Sounded Jamaican.
Footies of the internet.
that's all I wanted, Ken.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
that's all I wanted. Saj took it jello. Foodies. Saj went a bit. I'm like West Indian.
Yeah.
But you get Asians. The other Asians in
foodies.
In the Caribbean.
Yeah, speak like that.
They speak like, they can't. It's like
that teacher who asked the class, the Jamaican class, to use the word dandelion in a sentence. And the Jamaican kid said, the cheetah is faster dandelion.
A dandelion, very good.
There we go.
That's a good line. That's a good line.
Anyone watch Desmond's?
Yes.
Do you have pork pie?
I love that.
Yes.
I like that one. Desmond, what are you going to do with my hair? That guy.
Yeah.
He had such a...
I remember that.
He was the educated one.
And oh, like, yes. Oh, loved it. Loved
Desmond's, man.
That was good.
Those shows. Those are the best.
So anyway, they've done the. Basically, it's been announced the cuisine, the top 10 cuisines of the world, most popular. And should we do a little quick game of family fortune?
Oh. Yeah, got
top
it.
Five. Let's go.
In this country.
No,
so is this global?
In the world.
The top five cuisines of the world. What do you reckon?
Okay, we've got to start with our own, right, Satch?
I don't think it's in the top five.
You don't think Indian food's in the top five around
Indian.
The world?
Oh, Indian. I thought you meant British.
No. That just shows.
There you go.
What Satch thinks he is and how I identify and how you identify.
He's done 30 links in Hindi. He thinks he's Indian.
Yeah, isn't it? No, but I said, when a cuisine, I wouldn't call English food my own. Would you?
No.
Bruv, you eat more English food than Indian food, probably.
Mr. Greggs himself.
Yeah, exactly. So it's your own.
But, yeah, okay, that's interesting. But I don't feel that much. It's just interesting. I don't care. Whatever. Yeah,
but you eat more English food.
Yeah, all right. I do.
The game show's about to finish. Can we have an answer?
Look at
the arguing couple over here. Exactly. Having a domestic, all right?
Hold on, mate. We're going to get back to you in a second. I'm just seeing some nude pics.
Top five, come on.
Okay. So, Indian food is like, got to be okay, in the top five.
I'll put you out of the misery. I'll give you 10 to 6, right?
Got it.
10, Turkish, Filipino, 8 was Vietnamese, 7, Thai,
right.
6, Chinese.
All the Southeast Asian ones are kind of gone.
Chinese, I'm surprised at, and Thai, I'm surprised at. Being
yeah,
in
I
a
thought
lower
that
would
have been higher. So, go on then.
Indian. We'll go Indian.
Indian is at number five.
Okay, good. Right. Now.
So we need four more.
So then it's got, then what about like fried chicken, burgers, that kind of, is that in there as well? Is that American cuisine? What do you call that?
I don't think that's on there. Tommy, that was a really stupid answer.
No, hold on. I was talking out loud. I'm thinking out loud.
No, you asked me.
No, that was really
you got
stupid.
One
okay, go on. Go on then. Over to you, Clever Clogs.
French.
French is not in there.
There you go.
It's fine dining, isn't it? French food.
Okay, pizza, Italian, pasta.
Italian. Second answer.
Number two
on the list.
Okay, so we've got five.
So you've got 1, 3, and 4 to find.
Yeah, so 5 is Indian. So Indian, go around the world, look. So, South American, what's from South America?
Brazilian.
I'm talking to Satch, I'm not talking to UK.
Okay. Brazilian, okay. Argentinian.
Steaks.
Yeah, that's what I mean, like South
so
American,
what,
Brazilian.
So what, we're going?
We're going.
Brazilian.
No.
Oh.
That's it. You're out.
Mexican.
Mexican was number 3.
Oh, we should have got, yeah.
Number 4 was Japanese.
Okay, yeah, sushi's and, yeah, of course.
Number
yeah.
1, Korean.
Oh, Korean. We've said this.
Korean
food. I'm telling you. Yeah, we've said this.
Something's going on in the world.
Yeah. Go on.
Korea are taking over. Yeah. And they're making...
Cars, food, everything.
Cars.
TV shows.
And films. It's all brilliant. Pop music.
Yeah.
They are smashing it. Have I told you the theory? Somebody said to me, 20-odd years ago, somebody in one of the ministers invested a load of money into Korean culture and the development of the arts.
Right.
The arts.
Yeah.
So he wanted people to get creative with food and all that. Korean fried chicken is now crunchier, tastier than any other chicken.
Cockfighters.
Their sauces. Cockfighters. That's what. I've heard that.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Is that
and there's another one. There's another one. No, like it also plays on the cock thing as well. They're like
cockfighters. Yeah. It's in Box Park.
Yeah.
In
and there's you get the spicy one, which is Cockburn. I don't know.
Need a cream for that.
With it.
But their sauces, their dips, they're just whatever Korea's doing. They're doing it right. That's what
there
I'm
we
saying.
Go. And that is.
Big them up.
I thought that was quite interesting.
That is interesting.
I was a little bit upset with Indian. Indians at 5 in
no,
the world.
No, that is. There's so many like Asian countries.
Yeah,
in there.
But it's because it's got flavour in it.
Yeah,
exactly. Eat bland food.
Yeah, it's the best food.
I'm with you.
Do you know what I mean? Like Korean, Italian, Mexican, Japanese, Indian. It's flavoursome.
Yeah,
it's flavoursome, and it's variety.
And can I throw in a little curveball? Malaysian, by the way.
Yeah,
Malaysian. When you go, I went to Malaysia for the travel show.
Mm.
Their food is desi
bangers.
Desi Chinese food.
Yeah.
You know how we you know the Indo Chinese.
Indo Chinese.
They're just doing it, but they're doing it proper. And they're doing it big. They're doing it their own way.
Yeah,
it's so tasty. Excellent.
So there you go. And then because you were mentioning Korean, and it kind of leads me really quite nicely to what they're making in terms of TV shows as well.
Oh, what you saying?
You've been watching another
remember
Korean
I told you about Physical 100?
Love it.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
How far
I'm episode 4.
Oh my god! I mean, it just gets. Haven't you noticed how you know, like, and I think this is really important to understand.
I thought you gave up with that.
No.
Can I tell you why I haven't given up? Because you can put it on. And have it on. You know, it's like a Saturday night show.
Yeah.
Because it's like Ninja Warrior or whatever. Yeah. It can just be on and
you
can, you,
but what
everyone
you,
can
what
watch
you,
it.
What, and again, the reasons why the Koreans have got this so right is that it hasn't got the negative edits in there. It's got positive editors edits in there. So you, like we said, people are always shaking hands. When you lose a duel or a fight, you're still congratulating. There's still respect for people in it. And you're seeing
no
people,
beef.
No beef. Yeah. And it's very vegetarian. And everyone is very friendly. And even when they do lose, it's like, oh, you know what? There's times where it can make you quite emotional, because it's like they give the speech to their team and they go, you know what? It's okay, guys. We tried our best. We didn't give up. And I think there's a lot to learn from it.
Yeah. And also how they greet each other. Like when they take on the opponents.
So much respect.
Yeah. Because some of the opponents in there are like really well respected, like top wrestlers or top fighters or whatever. And they go,
slightly senior.
And they go, and one of the guys was like, I remember he goes, I would really love to fight you because I'm never going to get to fight you in any other scenario. It would be an honour.
He changed the rules of the game to fight him at his sport.
Yeah, because he was like, it would just be an honour. He goes, when am I going to get this up? And I'm like, it's time he kind of going, oh, look, Mike Tyson's there. Hey, Mike, let's fight. Because when am I ever going to get to fight? Like, no, I don't want it. And you can pick anyone.
I think they're focusing on the positive. Yeah. And I think when you're focusing on the positive, I think there's more to get from the show. And I just think it's brilliant. So I finished that, which I would absolutely recommend because I think it's brilliant.
Well, yeah. I haven't watched much in the last few days because I've just been out of the loop and just been doing shows and stuff. But I have got tickets for the press screening tomorrow night for Creed 3. But I haven't seen Creed 1 and 2. And I thought,
I've seen them both.
And I rung Satch. I'll be honest.
Satch is a fan.
I rung Satch.
I'm not a fan.
Like, Satch, he'll come. Satch, will you come with me? And now I've just realised I've got a basketball game tomorrow and I can't do that. So
see,
Satch,
I haven't got a date.
He hasn't got a date. And you're not really into it.
No, and I'm not really into it.
You've got, you can go back in time and come and join Satch for a free ticket. This podcast.
Can I tell you about the film that I did see this weekend?
What'd you see?
And it's just out on Friday. And it's, have you seen the trailers?
Can I guess?
Go on.
Is it that bear one?
Yeah.
Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Bear.
What is that? Did you really watch that?
In the cinema.
And you paid money?
It's brilliant.
Is it?
I've heard other people say it's good.
Satch would love it. You would love it. I was howling. It's so funny because you don't know what to expect. And I'm not going to say so a lot. It's a true story.
Someone kind of compared it to The Hangover because you didn't know what to expect in The Hangover.
Honestly, like you know how you're howling in The Hangover? You're not expecting it. I was like, oh my God. And you know what? It just makes you laugh. It's being described as a horror comedy, which I don't know how that works because it sounds like something that
Bollywood.
Yeah, something that Akshay Kumar would go, yeah, actually, it's a horror comedy.
That sounds like his program, the TV show.
Quality show. I'm looking forward to the BAFTA.
But honestly, if you can watch this film, it's brilliant.
Yeah, but I just thought it's nuts. I just don't get the concept.
A
bear's on cocaine and is going out on the kill.
Yeah, but don't read about it. Just go and watch it.
What else is next? Marijuana mudge. You know, like
marijuana monkey.
Yeah, ganja. Goat. Yeah.
But honestly, it was brilliant. So I would definitely recommend it because YouTube would love it.
All right. Okay, cool.
It's funny you speak about bears because obviously I've been watching Clarkson's Farm and I finished it now.
I thought you were going to say because I've been watching bears.
I've
got to say it's Tommy. You need to watch it. And I know you love season 1. It was really good.
I just haven't.
And I think you know. It came to the end and I was just like, I want to see more. Oh, and then the whole thing about it is just, I'm just like, I know nothing about farming. It doesn't interest me whatsoever.
No, it's just so good to watch.
It's
the characters, it's the stories, it's the people. As always.
There's Gerald in it, I think, is my favourite character. The guy who's just mumbling. No one understands what it is. It's just like, the characters are brilliant.
These are real people. These are real Bindles. These are English Bindles.
Yeah,
basically. Yeah. And Caleb hasn't been on a plane and stuff like that.
So, you know,
there's twists that happen in the series, which are good. But there was a story that I saw that was kind of related to that today that I saw. And it was about how a farmer down the road from Clarkson's farm, all the cows she had TB, about 60 of them. So she had to slaughter them. They were all sick.
Something like that happened with the sheep in the last season.
So there's basically this season's kind of around badgers, you know, giving TB to all the livestock in the area. So there's lots of farms that are going through this. And the nice thing I saw about it was someone obviously saw Clarkson's farm, like a fan, set up a GoFundMe page for that farm and they've already raised 30 grand just from viewers.
Good on them, man.
Wow. And I was like, these farms, we know they're not making any money. No. I think at the beginning of this season, Clarkson actually says, the whole of last year made 144 quid or something like that in the whole year.
Right, because so, everything's so expensive.
Honestly.
And it's tough times. It's tough times for farmers. So
that, and then the second thing that I don't want to mention it, but I think I should mention it because I think a lot of people probably saw it.
Yeah.
And that was this ridiculous fight that I saw on the weekend.
Boxing.
Because it was, YouTuber. I'm telling you, Tommy it Fury. Was advertised absolutely bloody everywhere.
But in that, I would say, well played to Jake Paul.
Yeah.
For because he put Logan Paul, the brother.
No, Jake Paul.
Jake Paul.
Oh, yeah. Who fought?
Jake Paul.
Right. Tommy Logan's Fury. His brother, the prime fella.
Yeah.
And but because he put on the fight and rated. He did a brilliant job in promoting it. They got Ronaldo there, Tyson there, Tyson ringside. There. Yeah. They had a lot of big names
Deontay
there.
Deontay Wilder. The other fella, what's his name? Who's the guy who's going to fight a... I can't think of his name.
Yeah, there were a lot of other boxers.
Of other heavyweight other boxers there.
And I thought, you know what? He made a big thing because it was probably one of the most watched boxing matches in the world.
Can I just rewind your ratedness? They just throw money at them. It's not like rated for getting them down there. You can get anyone down there if you pay them.
What I'm trying to say is this is the landscape now. Do you see what I mean?
I think this was the first time I saw so many younger people, like kids, wanted to watch it because
the atmosphere there was. I'll be honest, was terrible.
It was terrible.
Atmosphere was terrible there because obviously you've got a whole bunch of people who are not really into boxing.
Yeah.
So they don't know how to.
They've got that raw and that rumble.
That missed. But I think what they're doing is they're encouraging a lot of young people who are invested in YouTube to now start watching this and bringing boxing more accessible to a lot of people.
So, and having it in Saudi Arabia is a big deal as well.
Having it in Saudi as well. So
and to be fair, like, obviously the fight itself was rubbish.
But once again, I think these people as well are looking in the same direction as the Koreans are. You know, they finish fighting and they're hugging each other. They're hugging each other. Let's do the rematch.
Yeah, well, there is a rematch.
That's more money. The Saudi sort of respect that's laid down in the
air. Well, no, but like Fury and these two.
They hated each other for 2 years.
Yeah, all of a sudden they hate each other and then they're hugging. But I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm thinking like maybe that's the way new competition
I think at the end of a fight, because it's a professional sport, you should, whether you're a winner or loser, you should have some sort of dignity.
Yeah, but it's hard when if they've been like, this in your family.
Yeah,
and your
they have been.
Like
but then exactly. I think
like
there's a bit of WWE element to that. Yeah, as well. You kind of have to play it for the. There was that, and obviously on the Saturday there was an even worse fight where Mayweather fought someone at the O2.
I don't care.
I haven't got someone. Said,
did he not get paid $300 million?
He got paid ridiculous money, and someone was like, "Do you want to come to it? I've got a box at the O2," and I was like, "No, I don't want to. I don't want to go.
I'd rather just sit in a cardboard box."
Yeah, honestly, I was just like,
"Well, funny, me and Sacha fought out of a cardboard box."
Well, I tell you what, you guys look more lethal and dangerous than the Paul and Fury.
That's one of the first videos we did together, Sat. It was because it was the most expensive boxing match in history was going down, whoever it was.
Yep.
Pacquiao and Mayweather.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then so we did the poorest boxing match in history, me and you punching our way out of a boxing match because the BBC producers, that's Kedge, wouldn't let us actually box each other because it's too dangerous.
No, I said do it.
Yeah, he said do it. Yeah, exactly. He said do it.
And that's why we're not there in the moment.
I was kind of thinking about that like, the other day and I was just like, do you know what? Our producer shouldn't have let us do that.
Why?
Because
when you say our producer, who are you talking about?
No, I'm just going to say producer.
Okay.
Because because there's a whole bunch of
health and safety.
What if I went in that box and had a panic attack, Tommy?
Exactly. What would have happened? You actually punched your way out very quickly. It took me about 30 more punches than it took you.
What if something happened in the box when we were both in there taped up?
I was laughing.
Yeah, you're right.
It was really dangerous.
Who do we sue?
I'm looking.
Well, it was brilliant, wasn't it? It was a brilliant one. So that's everything that we've seen this week. And we roll on to things we've learned. Who wants to go first?
Things we've learned.
You know what? Did the podcast go really fast today, or is it just me?
No. It's been
just
normal.
You.
Has it been the normal time?
Yeah.
It's been normal. Shall I go?
Can I go
first?
By the way, I think mine's quite a clever one today.
Oh
yeah. I was really... Okay. Normally they're not. I was genuinely excited when I read this story because a new story came up. I was genuinely excited. But go on. I'll let you go first, Satch.
If you're going to give a teaser, it's going to help you and Satch.
Okay, go
on then.
I'm going to go for my one first because it's a bit silly.
Yeah.
Thing I learned.
Yeah.
Do you remember Nokia phones?
Yes.
And you used to be able to...
You've got one, haven't you?
It looks like the communicator.
Oh, I thought you had a Nokia.
It folds.
The thing I learned was... Remember the special... you'd be able to pick your ringtone for your actual message. So you had like ascending, yeah, no sound, yeah, yeah, beep.
Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah.
So do you remember the special? And it was like...
Oh, yeah.
That's actually Morse code for SMS.
Very good.
It means SMS. That noise.
That's special. I thought, because when you just did it, I thought, I bet it's for a message or something.
No, that's the thing I learned. Yeah, that's not one.
And
some of the other ones, like even the ascending one, is Morse code for it writes out. So if you put that in and you have a Morse code monitor next to it, it writes out a sentence saying, "I'm trying to communicate."
That's clever.
I was like, they're ahead of the game.
But that's layered. That's a layered reason for doing it.
And very quickly, the other thing I learned was there's a CEO of Nokia. Do you know what his name is? And this made me laugh.
CEO of Nokia.
What's his name?
Okay. So first, is he Desi?
No.
Okay, Nokia bye.
But it's very Desi related.
Okay, so has he got what do you call a fawn? Is his name got fawn?
No.
Or Bell?
No.
Nope.
Sim. Like, Bell. Yeah, he's Sim. Close by.
Sim Bell.
No. Should I go for
Bell
it?
Bell Sim.
His first name is Pekka. P-E-K-K-E-R. Pekka.
Yeah, Pekka.
Surname, Lundmark.
What?
Pekka Lundmark. That's his name.
L-U-N-D. Sim,
yeah. Pekka Lundmark.
L-U-N-D Mark.
Of course he's got to be from Finland or Norway.
Pekka and Lund in the same name.
Yeah, the same name.
And he don't even know. I bet he don't know.
He don't know. Who's going to tell him? Pekka Lundmark.
Tell him.
Pekka Lundmark. We salute Nokia. You, man.
That is Pekka Lundmark.
Okay.
Best person. Right, go on then.
Okay.
Your clever one.
Yeah, I did my clever one. Okay, so my one came from a story today because obviously I live in East London. And there is a Billingsgate market,
yes,
which is in Canary Wharf.
Yeah,
and that's if you don't know, yeah, right. And it's got a lot. And now, so it was all of that area was Docklands. It was water. It was marsh. There was nothing there.
Yeah,
and then all those Canary Wharf and big banks and all that went into the area, and it's all shut up. But Billingsgate Market, which is huge, is still smack bang in the middle of all these buildings.
Yeah,
right.
Then there's Smithfield Market in Liverpool Street.
Yeah,
right?
around
that way.
All the
does all that, and it's a huge space again in what is now prime business location.
Mm.
So they've been talking about this for years. They want to move the markets further east.
They should.
To Dagenham, right? Okay. In a place called Dagenham, yeah. Right? But this is the thing I heard. I love this, right? I learned that there's something called a day's sheep drive. And it's a type of distance. I'll tell you what this is.
Day's sheep drive.
It's a weird phrase. Day, wonder, a day, like a day's sheep drive.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm like, what's a day sheep drive? Because it was saying, the article I read is, Billingsgate and Smithfield markets cannot move to Dagenham because of the day sheep drive rule. Right? And I'm going, what the hell?
Is it the distance you've got to be to like your businesses kind of thing?
Close.
Like it needs to be close to...
You're on the right lines. But there is a market in Romford.
Right.
That market, look how far... This is what I love about England, right? Yeah. And Great Britain. Everything goes back so far. There's a market in Romford. Well, firstly, can I say those markets, Smithfield and Billingsgate, have been there for hundreds of years.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the market in Romford has been there for hundreds of years. And that market in Romford has got a charter, a royal charter, bang, stamped by the king or the queen at the time, from 1247.
Wow.
Right? Which says that no other market can open up within a day's sheep drive
distance
of Romford Market.
What
and it's a 700-year-old rule. What is a day sheep drive? It basically means how far a shepherd can walk with their sheep in a day.
Oh.
And that distance is 6.66 miles. Really? 6 2/3 of a mile. So basically, these markets might have been because they're going, actually, there's this law in place. And the law is 700 years old, which means these markets can't be within 6.66 miles, which they would be.
But sheep have evolved in 700 years. And so
I don't know if they're any quicker. No, they haven't. They're not.
They didn't have Nike trainers back then.
Sheep ain't got Nike trainers now.
No, but the humans have.
Oh, right, okay. But shepherds ain't. Shepherds, I mean, we know from Clarkson's farm.
Yeah.
They're just going around in boots. But they're taking, you know, they've got...
I think sheep have gone faster.
You're herding. No, I don't think
no,
they are.
No, I don't think
they
are. Sheep are still
there. It's
if anything,
the evolution that they've got faster.
No, they're probably... Years, I think they've probably gone slower because they're bulking them up more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and they're probably...
No.
Yeah,
they're not as natural and outdoors and organic.
We, as humans, we have got faster and faster at the 100 metres. Over, say, the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Right. But
that's
doesn't
us
change.
Training.
Yeah. But no that's just a little sign.
No one's given a sheep physio. Exactly.
No. But it's not that it's not that.
Then why do we have an obesity crisis?
Yeah. And and sheep don't.
No, no, but that's because the food's become because they're the same. Food's become more readily available and it's unhealthy a lot, most of it.
But there you go. So that's evolution too. So you can't just say, oh, the guy's running faster, so everyone's just gone faster.
Yeah. No, I reckon.
You ain't no faster.
You ain't no faster.
Yeah. You ain't faster than your
dad. Depends what you're doing.
Your dad could burn you right now.
No, but surely the sheep have got faster in 700 years.
I don't think so.
It don't matter. It's the distance they'll cover. It's not about how, because they're not getting...
No, I think they need to remeasure it.
No, because the shepherd's going to get like, he's going to have like 50 sheep that he's going to move. So it's not about one sheep getting it.
No, but you said it's one sheep, days.
A day sheep drive, they call it. Well, what's the plural of sheep?
Sheep.
Exactly. So it's a day sheep drive.
Exactly, yeah. Your flock walking for 6 3/4 miles.
6 2/3 of a mile.
Yeah, 2/3. Yeah.
You're telling me the flock of sheep hasn't got faster from 700 years?
No, they haven't got faster. If anything, they're pretty slow because of all the traffic and lanes and cars and all things like that. Anyway,
sheep in 100
I thought it was a cool little fact. And it just goes to their history.
Very clever. I love that. I like that.
And their history is so deep. It's hundreds of years old.
Even if you're then to a sentence, oh, well, you know, it's not a day sheep driver.
No, I tell you what, when you go for a run, can I go, how far did you go? I did, oh, I did
about 6 miles.
6.66.
Right, I'm going to do that.
Well, it's quite devilish, isn't it? 666. 6.66. Yeah, do that.
There we go.
Day sheep drive. There you go.
Right, okay, so my one. One is especially for you and Satch with all your back problems and back issues that you have, right? And all your muscle injuries that you do go sort of, you know, complain about quite regularly. Mm. This is a special document that has been accidentally leaked by the CIA.
Ooh.
It's a special method that can basically make your pain completely disappear.
Get out of here. Go on. I'm intrigued. You got me already.
Right. So the clips have gone viral on social media, TikTok, and all of that kind of stuff as well. They've actually leaked the official CIA paper on TikTok as well. There's a technique that basically involves visualizing the part of your body. That's
what if Kedge just got shot now?
Huh?
What if Kedge just got shot? Bullet just comes through the door. Bang. Like whatever he's doing, he's out to spread the word.
I'm about
and
to
the
spread.
And the CIA just go, nah, mate, this is for us.
The thing is, no one's going to suspect the Brownlow to be leaking CIA information.
Definitely not out of this character.
Yeah, exactly.
And if anyone does listen, it's that fella over there.
They'll definitely suspect Kedge for leaking, but just not information.
Not the CIA information. So here
I've
we go.
I've got nothing to do
you've
with this.
You've got to visualise the part of the body that's hurting.
Okay.
And then you've got to
repeat
the number.
69.
Nope.
69.
55,515.
55,515.
So you keep saying over 55,515.
And this actually comes from. Look, guys, don't have to do it now. You guys are like rocking as if you're like possessed.
Come on, just give me the technique.
Well, no, that's it. But this is. Let me give you the science behind it.
What rubbish is this?
Man, this is.
Bro, you've been conned. That's a deep fake. That's a deep fake.
No, you've got to keep in your mind, you were saying it loud. That's why it's not working. You've got to say 55,515. When you do these two things, the pain signals will slowly reduce until they are no longer important. And this is how. So you're
this
focusing
is
on the part
the
of your
biggest
body.
Chat
honestly,
I've
it's
heard
not,
in my
I've got
life.
The CIA document
hang on,
here.
Hang on, let me punch him and then let's see what happens with it if it happens.
All I'm saying is, you guys are always aching in pain.
You know
you're
what?
Using guns, you're using tennis balls, and all of this kind of thing.
No,
try this.
I thought Ramdev had some stories. Kedge just topped it.
I thought ChatGPT. You're just chatting dirty. That's what you're doing
right
now.
That is rubbish.
Look, give it a go.
No.
You know what that is. That's that referral thing. That's what they're doing. You know when you like if they say you've got a headache and you pinch the bit of flesh between your finger and your thumb.
Right.
And you get that little because
distracts
the pain
to
somewhere else. So you know you're going, 55,515, you're doing all that. And then before you know it,
you're some sort of mantra.
No, but that's what you're making it sound. You just make us, on top of that, I'm in pain and I look stupid.
Okay, tell you what, we'll give it a go.
Okay, give it a go.
How long do you chant for?
It doesn't say time. Just do it for a while.
3 years.
You'll notice exactly, the pain will go.
The pain will go in 3 years, guaranteed.
It's the CIA. It's not me.
Of course
this
it is.
So
there we go. Give it a go.
All right. We will give it a go. And on that note, we're off to go remedy ourselves. But thank you, as always, for listening to Brown Note. We do need more listeners. Spread the word. Tell everyone. Everyone we meet who listens loves it. Thank you for loving it. And thank you for sharing that love with us.
And email us.
Yes. That'd be lovely. hello@thebrownload.com. But mind you, a lot of people will like just to DM on Instagram.
So
that's a quicker way of doing it. Just DM the Brownload. And if you're not following the Brownload, do that right now. Until next week. Cheers, lads.
Laters.
Laters.